Supporters of Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi vow the protests will continue until he is returned to power, even after more than 80 of them were killed in recent clashes. On Tuesday, hundreds of women marched in Cairo calling for Mr. Morsi's reinstatement.
I'm here so I could express myself and tell the world that this was not a revolution. It was an illegitimate military coup.
The march coincided with a visit by European Union policy chief Catherine Ashton, the first outsider to meet with the detained president. U.S. President Barack Obama has asked U.S. Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham to travel to Egypt next week to push for speedy elections. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel called Egyptian Military Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi again Tuesday to ask him to exercise restraint. Analyst Richard Fontaine, president of the Center for New American Security, says both the United States and Europe must push Egypt to move forward with an inclusive democratic process.
The worst possible outcome here is for the Muslim Brotherhood to be completely excluded from the political process and turn to violence or ally itself with groups that will turn to violence that then will paralyze the country.
Fontaine said that it is incumbent upon Egypt's military to spell out a detailed roadmap back to democracy based on law and nonviolence. Egyptians, tired of violence in their streets, say all they want is peace and security, regardless of who is in power.
I want the country to return to a state of security where your wife would feel safe to walk in the streets. We need nothing more. We don't want Hosni Mubarak or Morsi, just security.
For now, peace and security are not guaranteed in Egypt. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.